Greetings, everyone. This is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. I'm Valerie Green. We've got sounds from several of the artists who will be coming to New Orleans at the end of this month for the 41st Conference of the American Harp Society. This is a huge annual event in the American harp world, and we're privileged to have this organization come to New Orleans to host this year's conference. Later in the hour, we'll hear from Cheryl Ann Fulton, Deborah Henson Conant, and Carol Robbins, all of whom will be performing at that conference. Let's begin with Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra, their disc Songs for the Night Sea Journey, with harpists Sue Richards and Tony Cuff in this recording.
Thank you. The ocean's washed away in some far distant land, a promise in the sand. When you look into this heart of mine, where you see the lives we left behind, the question cries out loud, a universe resounds, and the answer that I heard without a of time in the shadow of your goodbyes. I will cry for a thousand lives by the light of a hundred skies. I will find you again in time. You will look into these eyes.
What's the spring breathing jasmine and rose? What's the summer with all her gay train? What's the splendor of autumn to those who bartered their freedom for gain? Let the love of our land, sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. And let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. No sweetness the senses can cheer, which corruption and bribery bind, and no brightness the gloom can e'er clear, for honor's the sum of the mind. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed, and let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Let virtue distinguish the brave, place riches in lowest degree. think them poorest who can be a slave, and them richer who dare to be free. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed, and let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Let the love of our land sacred rights to the love of our people succeed, and let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed, and flourish on both sides the Tweed, and flourish on both sides the Tweed.
Bushy Glen. We daren't go hunting for fear of little men. We folk, good folk, trooping all together. Green jacket, red cap, and white owl's feather. Green jacket, red cap, and white owl's feather. Green jacket, red cap, and white owl's feather.
Two selections from Nancy Davis, taken from her disc Blossoms and Briars. We heard Both Sides of the Tweed, which is particularly relevant now with Scotland trying to regain its independence. The original text of the song was written in 1707, protesting the Treaty of Union, which divested Scotland of its independence. The song itself was written in 1979 by Scotsman Dick Gogan to underscore this country's bid to regain its independence. Nancy Davis also performed the traditional tune, King of the Fairies. Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra began that set with two cuts from their Songs of the Night Sea Journey, beginning with The Gladdest Breeze, which is a traditional tune, followed by an original tune from Jennifer called The Sands of Time. This is Patrick Ball.
Thank you. hands on my shoulders. I know you're there following me. I can feel you getting closer. This love inside my memory, engraved upon my future, and all the words are haunting me, and I need to find the answer.
Group Two Worlds One, who are Lisa Lynn, Aria Frankfurter, and Molly Pasuti, we heard Guardians of the Sky from their recording Still the Moon. Before that, from the CD by Patrick Ball, we heard Invernale Tempore. followed by Against the Wind from his recording The Wood of Marois. And in this next set, we'll hear two of the performers from this year's American Harp Society Conference that'll take place at the end of June in New Orleans. We'll hear from Sherilyn Fulton and Deborah Henson Conant in this set.
Thank you.
The CD is called Alter Ego from Deborah Henson Conant. We heard 996, followed by Beck's Blues. We also heard from Sherrilyn Fulton. Her disc is The Once and Future Harp, from which we heard two original pieces, Arizona and Virgin Light. These two artists will both be appearing at the American Harp Society Conference in New Orleans at the end of June. Another artist appearing at that same conference in New Orleans is Carol Robbins. This is from her disc titled 3 and 4.
Thank you.
jazz harpist Carol Robbins from her recording 3 and 4. We heard a piece entitled Alone Together. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios, right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Has listening to KRVS become a part of your life? Are there times and places that you associate with listening? Moments of refuge where listening to the credible news and the beauty of music simply make your life better? If so, please consider supporting that quality programming by including KRVS in your retirement plan or will. You'll help keep the airwaves full of great music and culture well into the future. For more information, go online to krvs.org or talk with your financial advisor. And thank you for your support.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.